WDCH News Center Time 751. Let me throw it over to Tony Sabino right away.
All right, thanks very much, Jim. And State Representative Harry Arora joins me usually the fourth Thursday of the month, but of course tomorrow's Thanksgiving. So Representative Arora, nice enough to call in this morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me, and good morning to all your listeners, and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, and same to you, but not a happy one when it comes to the coronavirus and its increase here in Connecticut, around the country. Tell us your thoughts and government response and so forth about fighting this disease.
Yes, you know, we have unfortunately seen a surge in the last few weeks, both in the number of new cases. And I think it's very important that we all follow the again, you know, there's a fatigue for the precautions, but I think we need to fight that fatigue, and the new restrictions call for a much smaller Thanksgiving. The limitation is for 10-person gathering at home. But I'm hoping, you know, we will still continue with all our traditions and celebrate this holiday, just albeit a little smaller. And I think our community is making such strong sacrifices, such big sacrifices, but it's all going to, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel. I think there, with these additional restrictions and the following of the various recommendations of making sure we keep some distance, wash our hands, wear our mask, I'm hoping that we will get this back in control.
What are your thoughts about some of the new restrictions, especially the $10,000 fine now the governor is talking about?
Yeah, you know, this is, as you know, we are at this point, we as legislators do not have much say. This is a state of emergency, which has been declared by the governor. Now, some of these restrictions or these fines and these restrictions hopefully are never used. Because I do think, especially in our town, there is a high degree of compliance. Most people are really, you know, following all the rules and doing what they need to do, and that's the right thing. I think because of the activity moving indoors, because of the fact that there was a certain degree of precaution fatigue, I think the numbers have gone up. But there are good things on the horizon. If we follow these rules, if we keep up for a little longer, you know, the vaccine is coming for those who are not only for a small category. It's not going to be available, as we hear, for everyone, but for those who are more vulnerable sometime in December and January. So I think that there's a lot of good things going on. Also, it's very clear that this time around, although the number of cases is increasing quite like the spring, but nevertheless, there are more tools available. I had a call with both the Greenwich Hospital as well as Stanford Hospital, and they're saying, well, listen, you know, the number of cases is increasing, but we do have more tools to handle those who do show up in the hospital, and the prognosis is better than what it was in the spring. It's still dangerous for some, but nevertheless, it's better. So there is a lot of good news here, but nevertheless, you know, we have to do a little more to get over the hump here, it appears.
All right, let's talk about the upcoming session. It begins early January. Have you received your committee assignments yet, or if you have not, when will you?
So this is the week which we are going to finalize everything. We have all discussed these, but you know, this is going to be a and there is a lot of changes in the legislature. We have a new speaker at the House. We have new majority and minority leaders in the House. And obviously, as you mentioned, the committees are going to be reformed. You know, and no, I have not yet received my assignments, but, you know, I have put in my request. I think we have a lot of work to do on the side of electricity regulation. You know, perhaps we will get an opportunity to revisit the police reform bill. We are hearing a lot from the communities as to some changes which might be needed. And this is based on feedback from the communities, from the police, from the citizens, from residents. I think there's also other important business which needs to be done on the budget, because this is the budget year. So as we know, we work, as many of your listeners would know, that the Connecticut legislature works on a two-year cycle. So we pass a budget in the even years, and then on the next year we just screw up. So this year is the year we have to really formulate the budget. So it's going to be an important business, important year for legislative business, and a number of important bills are supposed to come up. The sports gambling regulation bill is going to come up. The marijuana, the legalization of marijuana is another bill which was on the track and might come back up again. And so there's a lot of discussions we have to have in our community and influence these bills and vote on these bills based upon what our community wants.
All right. And then finally, do you have a preference? Do you want to keep your committee assignments?
No, I think at this time, my suggestion has to the leadership has been to move me into the electricity committee, electricity and technology committee, because the number of issues we need to address in terms of both cost, affordability, reliability. I hear that all the time, and I think being on that committee, I hope to make a bigger influence, a larger influence on how things evolve. I think that we will be revisiting some of the legislation to make sure that the trajectory of electricity prices is broken, that we cannot afford these prices to keep going up, and the regulation is reinforced. So I do think there will be changes. Last time around, I was on banking, commerce, and higher education. I do think it will be a little different this time. But I will know those.
All right, fantastic. On that note, thanks very much, Representative Harry Arora. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll talk again in December. Thank you.